Met Trevor in London at a house party. He was DJing there, so I went along with a friend, and there he was, DJing.
What did you think of him when you first saw him?
I just thought, he's this gorgeous guy, and saw the other guy next to him. He was pretty gorgeous too. So. But as the night went on, Trevor and I sort of were exchanging looks, and then my friend was quite interested in him as well, so he offered to give us a lift home, and she gave him her phone number, hoping that he might call her. But what I did, which Trevor thinks I did on purpose, but I didn't, I left my bus pass in the back of his car, so he called me like a day or so later to let me know that I had the bus pass. So he rang me, and then that was the rest is history. We started dating in London.
And Trevor, what did you first think of Joe when you met?
Well, that's a leading question. Well, I was, as Joe said, I was playing some records, but my eyes kept glancing over to this young lady. So I thought, wow, that's not my opportunity. She didn't tell you. She didn't tell you what really happened, but there you go. We ended up together and we had a great time in London while she was there for about 6 months.
What were your plans after London, Joe?
Well, then I was leaving London. I had so much, I had a year ticket and I had friends in Sweden and I had an opportunity to go to Portugal and Paris. So I thought, well, I'll take that opportunity for the last 6 or 8 weeks. So basically I said my farewells to Trevor. We broke up because I just said, well, I'm going to be travelling on. So we broke up, but then we remained friends for, I think I was in London still another month after that. And we were still friends, and he saw me off at the train station, and we said our farewells, very amicably, and we were still good friends.
And keeping in touch over the years, how exactly did that pan out?
Well, we wrote to each other. In fact, I just found some old letters the other day I was looking through. So we basically corresponded the old way snail mail. So
long distance correspondence has its challenges, or must have had its challenges. What did you do to cope with that?
We stopped corresponding for probably 3 or 4 or even 5 years perhaps. And then it was when I'd moved to Esperance and I was living here, and I decided to write to friends in London, and Trevor was one of the only people that wrote back because he still had the same address. So we struck up a long distance communication. So the difficulty back then was telephone calls were very expensive. So I think the first phone call I called him in the middle of the night. It was hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So it was very expensive. So that was quite difficult. We didn't have internet back then, even though it wasn't long ago. But we wrote a lot. Writing was really quite a great way to get to know each other.
Do you think that's more romantic than an email?
Definitely, I think. Emails tend to be a bit business-like or short. You can't really put everything that you feel, or you don't feel you have the time to do it. Whilst with a letter, you've got time to reflect and come off with what you feel about whoever you're talking to.
Sometimes, it might be, sharing photos or recipes or just, Trevor would do drawings or, different things, and you talk about things that were meaningful to you as well, which you don't always in person because you do other things. So it was a really good way, I think, to really get to know each other again before we saw each other in the flesh again.
And how did that come about? Because you got back from London and when life took hold, what were you doing?
Well, I was a youth worker in Perth, and then I moved down here in 92 to work at the residential college, and then I started working at S-Care Family Support Service, which is what I was doing when I reconnected with Trevor. So I invited Trevor out to Australia after a few months of correspondence. I thought, well, we really need to see each other, and Trevor was able to because he was in between jobs. So Trevor came out on grand final day, September 1997. Just I always remember that, St Kilda versus Adelaide. So I was very excited watching the football, waiting for the plane to arrive.
Did you come out with the ambition to live here and settle down, or was it really just to see how things were going?
Just to see how things went, really, because I long distance relationships by phone and letter, it's one thing, but when in the flesh it's quite different. So my plan was basically to spend some time with Jo and catch up with her and be with her and see what happened, really.
What did your family and friends think about you doing this?
They were quite surprised I was going to Australia because I'd had no real ambition to ever go to Australia. I was coming to see Joe, and so they were a bit shocked that I was going to go away for so long. Initially for 3 months I'd planned to go away. But, you know, they all gave me their best wishes, and they were looking forward to seeing me on my return.
So did that actually happen?
We returned in end of 2003. Trevor was the next time we went back to, yeah. So we really, Trevor was here for a very short time, and we kind of realised that we wanted to move forward together, and yeah, it was just very clear that that's what we wanted to do. Yeah, so within 3 months, on the 21st of December, we were married. So that was all, yeah, very fast, but very, yeah, exciting, and yeah, felt just like the right thing to do.
Moving for love's a big thing, and moving to Esperance is a massive step. What were your thoughts on that?
The location, it was secondary, because I was just following my heart, really. So it wouldn't matter whether Joe was in, you know, Timbuktu or Scandinavia or just living down the road from me. The idea was to be with Joe. So she happened to be living in Esperance, so that's why I came.
It's funny how things work out. I always used to have a throwaway line when I, like, moved down here and I was about 30, and people would say to me, well, are you going to get married and what are you going to do? And I'd be like, well, you know, I didn't have intention of getting married, but I just thought, well, if I did get married, I'd marry this guy Trevor, who I went out with in London. So, you know, Trevor always, you know, I remember he said once, you know, you've got to be careful what you wish for, like, you know, whether it's sort of something that you didn't even realise was a seed was sort of planted somewhere out there. And then, you know, just, you know, whether it's fate or what it is. And I guess for us, we just picked up on that and just went forward with that without sort of worrying too much about the what ifs. We just sort of, yeah, followed our hearts.